Do you want to have your own exercise fitness business? Do you want to do it your way? And as I always ask, would you like to choose your own hours, be your own boss, holiday when it suits you, work with the people that you want to work with, and earn the amount of money that you want to earn in a time frame that suits you? Be in full control of your career path. And could a great way to do that be to have your own business? Yes. So what if you don't have any money, or how much money do you need? You'll often hear you can't have your own business because you don't have the money to start up your business. It costs thousands and thousands of dollars. And of course, that would depend on what kind of business you want to have. But what if you do want to buy a building or rent a building or buy equipment or buy a franchise? How much money do you need? And what happens if you don't have any money? So the all important and ultimate question, number one, is what do you want to do? Because once you know what it is that you're passionate about, what you're excited about, what you're driven to do, what you're committed to do, what you're focused about achieving, then it's just a matter of how. And I always ask that question of everybody that comes to the Max International Colleges: what are you the most passionate about? What do you want to do with your life? Once we know what that is, the process is easy. All businesses have achieved their success and there's fundamentals to do that. And whether that's to own a business that is a building or an online business or a home studio business or a boot camp business or any business, whether you are an architect, a lawyer, a doctor, a musician, a rock star, it doesn't matter. The fundamentals of business are very simple. It's just a matter of finding out first what it is that you are the most passionate about. So if you come to us, you come to me and you say, Roe, I'm really excited about, I'm committed to, I'm focused to make sure that I achieve this. I want my own business, or I want to buy a franchise. I want to be an online social media influencer. I want to have a home studio. I want to help my community to be healthy, fit and strong. I want to get involved in government health and creating wellness for my community. Whatever it is that you want to do, we will certainly be here to coach you, support you, help you, and make sure that that happens for you. We just need to know what it is that you want to do. So that's simple. What do you want? And you've got a coaching team to make sure that you can achieve it. But of course, the next question is the money. How much money do I need to do this? And if you start from zero-based thinking, as I like to call it, what if you had no money? What if there was just no money? You might have been working all of your life and living from paycheck to paycheck. You might have had some financial challenges in your life. Whatever's happened with you financially, let's start at zero. And what if you've got no money? Can you still have a successful business? Can you own your own business? And of course, the answer is yes. Most businesses, in fact, the really successful ones, the ones that were started by business entrepreneurs with the vision, most of those people had no money. Now, would it be easier if you had $1 million? Would it be easier if you had $10 million? Would it be easier if you had the exact amount of money you needed to buy the building or buy the equipment or start the lease and pay the wages? And all of that, of course, would be yes. But the interesting question to ask is, if you have the money to do it, how would you learn how to create money? If you win lotto and you start a business with that money, then you haven't created the skills or developed the mindset of a person who's had to work hard to earn money. And it's been suggested by the best in the world that it's not about becoming a millionaire or a multimillionaire or even a billionaire that's important. It's the skills that you have to learn to become that person. And most importantly, as a person, who do you need to become? So unfortunately, rich people are often talked about negatively. But please ask the question, what kind of person does it take to become financially free, to earn and profit millions, if not billions of dollars? Is it possible that you would have to be disciplined? You'd have to be focused. You'd have to be committed. You'd have to have a purpose and a reason for wanting to do what you do. And of course, that's the sweet spot. It's been, again, suggested by the very best business people, sports people, successful people in any area in the world, that they all live in the sweet spot. And they might call it something else, but it goes like this. They're doing what they are the most passionate about. They want to be the best in the world at it. So they're constantly training and educating and doing ongoing learning to keep getting better and better and better at what they do. And they add massive value to people's lives. So that's a very simple thing. If you are passionate about something, if you want to be the best in the world at it, it and you're driven and committed to do that, and whatever you are going to do is going to add value to people's lives, then you can have a successful business. The question is, how much money do I need to start that business, and where can I get it from? So first and foremost, let's say you've got no money. Is it possible that there are venture capitalists, people who have money, who would like to invest their money into something that will give them a return on their investment? And the answer to that is yes. There are literally hundreds and thousands of people, if not millions, all over the world who love to find a new idea, a new opportunity, and put money into it. And there's a few reasons, of course, why they would do that. And it seems to be that the number one reason is that they would get a return on their investment, and the return would be better than putting their money in the bank, for example. But usually a venture capitalist is somebody who likes the idea. They're excited about the thing that this business is going to do. And that's one of the very, very cool things about an exercise business, that most wealthy people understand the importance, the benefit of why you should be healthy, fit, and strong. If you want to be successful at business, you need a brain that works effectively and a body that can keep up with you. So if you come up with a really unique idea for your business, your exercise or fitness business, it's never been done before, and a venture capitalist can see your passion, they can see that you've put a really good plan together and you know what you're talking about. And that, of course, is one of the big things that is the ultimate important part of your max education, your max diploma program. Yes, you need to know how to get people fit and get people strong and treat everybody like a unique individual so that you can add value to people's lives as an exercise professional. But if you want this to be your career path, or more importantly, you'd like to have your own business and you'd like people to invest money in you, whether that's customers or clients or a bank manager or a venture capitalist or just somebody who's inspired by your passion, would it be a really good idea to have business skills and be able to share with other people what you understand about business and why they should invest money in you? So is it possible that even if you have not 1 cent, if you have studied effectively, if you know how a great business works, if you've done the fundamental education of running a great business, and or you've worked in a great business and helped it grow? And that's one of the interesting things that I love to share. I, of course, have no tertiary education. I certainly don't have a business or marketing degree, but I have been studying successful business and living and breathing successful business all of my life. From the age of 18, when I applied for a position to run, manage a health club, and the owner of the business wanted somebody over 30 with experience, and I was 18 with no experience, I had to learn really quickly how to run a business. So I had to become self-educated, self-motivated, self-inspired, self-taught. And that's called reading books, going to seminars, going to workshops, studying successful businesses and what makes them successful, and of course studying unsuccessful businesses and don't do what they do. So one of the big parts of your Max Diploma program, of your Max Business Diploma, is we ask you to study some of the best businesses in the world. Now, I've chosen those businesses for a very particular and specific reason. If you come to me and say, Rowie, I would prefer to study a different business, there's two things. I would love you to study more than 20, 30, 40, 100, 200,000 businesses, obviously many, many hundreds and thousands of successful businesses over history. I've chosen those ones particularly for a specific reason of what they're doing differently to everybody else. And that, of course, is a big thing to understand about business. What makes this business unique and different to any other business or any other business that does the same thing that we do? So if you're going to buy a gym or buy a franchise or start a personal training studio, or start a boot camp, yes, you need to be passionate. Yes, you need to be the best in the world at it. Yes, you need to add massive value to people's lives. But the next question will always be, what are you going to do differently to everybody else? And that's the thing that a venture capitalist will invest in. If they can see that you've got the passion, you've got the drive, you've got the commitment, you've got the discipline, you've got the business skills and the understanding of how to do something completely different, then they are much more likely to invest money in you. It's the other reason why the Max program is so focused, and I can't put it any other way, on your business plan. It's one of those questions that a lot of exercise professionals say to me, oh, Rowie, why do I have to do a business plan? I'm not going to have my own business. Well, here's a really important question. If you want to have career security, job security, if you want to get paid more, if you want to get promoted and you're working in somebody else's business, would it be a really good idea to understand how to help a business grow, to become more profitable, to become more successful? And again, I use myself as an example. I'm an entrepreneur. I've never started a business from scratch. I've always gone into other people's businesses and either completely turned them around from they're already broke or they're just about to go broke and turn them into a profitable entity, or I've taken some very successful businesses into super successful. So they thought they were doing pretty well, but we helped them apply great marketing skills, unique customer service systems, a different vision and a unique and different way to run their business, and they became even more successful. Now, that doesn't come from, I just want to be an exercise professional who knows how to teach people how to exercise. That comes from understanding business, and that's why the Max program is not just an exercise program. And yes, it's the best in the world for learning how to be an exercise professional, because we really demand of you to learn your anatomy and physiology so that you understand how the human body works. But the next part is, how does a business work? What makes a business successful? What makes it fail? And if you have those skills, that understanding, that insight, is it possible that a venture capitalist or a bank manager or a financial institution will, or for that matter, your customers or clients will want to invest money in you? Real life scenario 6 in your final knowledge check at Max is what makes you unique and different as a business professional, not as an exercise professional. So yes, are you qualified? And yes, do you have insurance? And yes, do you have first aid certificate? And yes, are you a business professional? What makes it, what gives me the reason to invest money in you, knowing that my money will be safe? So if I'm going to hand over $60, $70, $80 a personal exercise session, how do I know I'm going to get a return on my investment? How do I know you're going to be professional? And if I'm going to invest money in you to buy you a business or invest to start up a new business for you, why would I do that, and what would be the return on my investment? So please know that there are literally thousands, if not millions, of people around the world who have lots and lots of money who are looking for places to invest their money where they'll get a bigger return on their investment than putting their money in the bank, and it's for a good cause or a good reason. So are there people who would love to invest $100,000, $200,000, $1 million or more into your exercise business to make it successful? The answer is yes. But the question you need to ask then is, if I have no money, what would I be bringing to the table? So somebody else is going to bring the money. I'll have to bring the passion. I'll have to bring the education. I'll have to bring the drive, the commitment, the focus, and the unique selling point, the thing that will make this business successful because it's different to everybody else's. So that's number one. How much money do you need? You could start a business with no money. You just have to find somebody to invest in you. And what skills do you need to make sure that you can do that? If you're going to buy a business, there's lots of different opportunities, of course. If you buy a business that's in really bad shape, you might not need very much money at all. If there's a business that's going broke, if a gym's going broke or a personal training studio or a boot camp business, there are lots of business owners who would love you just to take it over. Take this thing off my hands. It's driving me crazy. I can't make it work. And that's usually, of course, because they don't have the business skills, or they've lost their passion, or they never had the passion in the first place. Maybe they went into the business to make money, and could that be a really poor reason to go into business? If that's a reason you go into business, perhaps go into banking or financial planning so that you're actually focusing on the money. Is it possible that if you focus on doing what you love to do, being the best in the world at it and adding massive value to people's lives, that you might actually make money? And that's always that really important question. So yes, you could take over a business that's doing very poorly and maybe get it for nothing, which means you just walk in and take over the mortgage repayments of the bank or take over the rent of the building, and you could walk straight into the business, meaning you would need to do a lot of work to turn it around. But can I share with you that that's the easy part? And once again, once we know what it is that you want to do, there's the coaches at Max are all absolutely driven and committed to being able to help you do that, because we've all done that for many other businesses many, many times. If you want to buy into a business that is already successful and profitable, yes, you will need money to do that, because that business will require you to buy buy it. It's a successful business. It's a profitable business. You might want to find out why they're selling that business. It's unusual to want to sell a business that is profitable and successful, but people might be retiring, or they've got a new family, or they're moving overseas, or whatever the reason is. Yes, you'll need to find money. But once again, if you're going to buy a profitable business, then the bank or a financial institution will be very interested in having a look at why that business is profitable. And if it's already making mortgage repayments or financial repayments of some kind, it's obviously capable of doing that. So you'll just need to prove to the bank or the venture capitalist or the financial institution that you know how to run a business so that if you take over a profitable business, it will remain profitable. So once again, those business skills that come with your Max Business Diploma become incredibly important. And remember, they are specific and focused on the business that you want to run, but we do a lot with fitness businesses. So you're going to have coaches that will coach you into a successful, profitable business and help you make sure that it stays that way. So yes, you'll need money to do that, but much easier to get money when you know what you're doing, of course. And if a business is profitable, then just be reminded that a financial institution could be very interested in giving you the money to do that. The other thing to be aware of is I don't like to borrow money either, and I don't like to ask other people for money. And you might be the same, but are there people who would like to help you? Now, you might have a rich grandma or a rich uncle or somebody in your family who, they're a venture capitalist, and they would rather give you money than put their money in the bank or give it to somebody else's venture capitalist idea. So be aware that it's a really good idea, of course, to get to know everybody in your life, in your family, and what drives them and what's important to them and what excites them. Please don't go and ask people for money if you haven't spoken to them for 12 months or they're not close to you. There's a really important thing about asking anybody for anything is that you should have a relationship with somebody before you ask them for something. And that's just good manners and common sense, of course, whether you're asking for money for charity or you're asking money for somebody to sponsor you for an event or you want somebody to give you anything. It's been suggested that you have at least five contacts with that person that have nothing to do with asking about money before you ask them to come and help you with a financial investment. However, even if you're asking grandma or rich uncle to give money to you, would it be a really good idea to prove to them your passion, your discipline, your focus, and the skills that you've obtained to be able to make sure that they will get a return on their investment? Now, rich auntie or grandma might want to give you the money and they don't want a return on their investment. They just want to give you the money. But wouldn't it be nice to be able to repay that money and not have to take it? So it's just an investment, and then be able to give those people a return on their investment. And if they don't want to take the money back, well, it might be a great opportunity to reinvest it back into your business or to give it to charity. What a great idea. So some things to consider. Can you start a business? Can you buy a business? Can you get involved in what you're passionate about and have no money? The answer is yes. Are there some businesses that you need to buy into? The answer is yes. And you can buy a very poorly run gym for almost nothing, if nothing. You'll just have to go in and start making the repayments on the mortgage or paying the rent. But if you want to buy a successful business, and depending on the turnover again of the business and how big it is, et cetera, et cetera, then you might need $100,000, you might need $500,000, you might need $10 million. Is all of that possible? Of course. If you want to buy into a franchise, this is another great opportunity. Most franchise owners, the people who started the business, they're committed to their franchise growing. So if they've got 10, they'd probably want to have 20. If they've got 20, they might want to have 100. And it's very common practice for a franchise owner to provide the financial support for a new franchisee to get into the business. Because they know how the business works and how to make the business successful and profitable, if they find the right person, they're very likely to finance you into the business. So you may be able to buy a franchise without any money, because the master franchise or the franchise owner really likes you. They believe that you've got what it takes to make their business successful. So they might put you into the business, and they might put up the $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 to put you into the franchise, and you would pay them back over time. But they're happy to do that because they trust that you've got the right attitude, the right character, the right work ethic to give them a return on their investment. And once again, that would probably come with the interest received. So they might finance you into the business for $200,000 and they might want $300,000 back in 2 or 3 years' time. But they're fully aware that that's possible in the business and it's possible because you're the right person. So the really important thing to remember here is if you find something that you're really passionate about and you really want to do it, could it be a good idea to listen to the people who say that you can do it and this is how, versus the people who say you can't do it and here's all the reasons why? A great question that I always ask, when somebody tells me you can't do that or it's not possible, I always ask myself, would I like to swap places with that person? Is this the person who has a skill set or an attitude or a character trait or a lifestyle, or just they're the kind of person that I would like to swap places with? And if the answer is no, then please don't listen. If somebody tells you you can't be successful in business but they've never had their own business, probably a great idea not to listen. If somebody tells you that you're not smart enough to run your own business and you are prepared to go and do the education, training and learning, then you'd have to question, how well does this person know me? Because I'm prepared to go and do what it takes to start this business, but they don't trust that I can do that or that they don't believe in me. So would I swap places with this person is a really great question. So I'll ask the question again, do you want to have your own business so you can choose your own hours, be your own boss, holiday when you want to, earn the amount of money that you want to earn and be in full control of your business? If the answer is yes, and you don't have any money, can you still do it? Yes. If you have lots of money, of course you can do it, but do you want to do it successfully so that you get a return on your investment? And is it possible that whatever business you decide to go into, with the right coaching and mentoring, information, knowledge and education, you can certainly, because you're doing what you're passionate about, you'll want to be the best in the world at it. Don't buy into a business that isn't adding massive value to people's lives. And if you're doing something that adds massive value to people's lives, is it possible that your business will be successful? And isn't that exciting? So my ultimate question is always, how do you want to wake up tomorrow for the rest of your life? What does a great life look like to you? What would you be doing? Who would you be helping? What value would you be adding to the world? And make sure that that's the focus. Always ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now heading me towards or away from that goal? And if you're living a life at the moment that isn't making you happy, you aren't doing a career or business that you love, is it possible to change direction and change into a business or a career path or an idea or an invention or something that you are excited about? And of course, the answer is yes. It's just a matter of how. And the beautiful thing about your Max Diploma program, it's designed to give you all the skills, tools, and knowledge to be successful at whatever it is that you want to do. So congratulations in advance for having a career or business that you love. Woohoo!